The Bible says, "Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands." Christian homemaker, for the next 5 minutes, let Bennett Peters Jones share with you some spiritual helps for building rather than battering your home. Here now is Sunshine on the Soap Suds.
Although my heart has great concern and tenderness toward all Christian women, it particularly goes out to those whose calling and place is that of preacher's wife. For them I feel a double kinship, since mine is the same role as theirs. Just the other day, I was talking to a girl who is brand new in the life of a preacher's wife. Although we spoke together of many things, one of her comments in particular brought sadness to my heart. It was her telling of disappointing humans. She encountered these individuals in her earliest contacts. There she was, fresh and new in the ministry. Her husband was serving his apprenticeship as a youth pastor. And in those very earliest days, she came into contact with, and met disappointment in, other women. Other women who were in full-time Christian service. For instance, she spoke of a pastor's wife in a large, successful church. But this pastor's wife was always quick with cynical comments about the ministry in general, and people in the ministry in particular. Again, she came into contact with an associate's wife who was constantly poor-mouthing. And finally, she met up with several other women in full-time service who expressed bitterness over the pressures and what they considered deprivations of the ministry. Well, now, understandably, this young woman was greatly shaken, to the point of asking, should I even go on into this? Or should I just chuck it all right now? Finally, she said to me, I don't know why I had to come into contact with those women. I really wish I'd never had to hear all their negative comments. As I stood facing that girl, I prayed for wisdom as I made my response. First, I had to acknowledge my sadness at the fact that there are indeed Christian servants who are cynical, poor mouthers, and bitter. And yet, I went on quickly to point out that there are many, many more who are, instead, warmly enthusiastic toward the ministry, unendingly grateful that God has given the privilege of serving Him, and sweet-spirited throughout the ministry. And in response to her question, I don't know why I had to come into contact with those women, I pointed out gently to her that contact with those particular non-exemplary Christian wives should first of all certainly teach her not to rely upon human beings, and second, the experience should teach her to rely only and ever upon Christ. How about it, Christian lady? Have you been exposed to and hurt by one or more disappointing humans? Don't let yourself become embittered or discouraged by them. Instead, fasten your eyes and your heart upon the Lord Jesus, that one in whom there is absolutely no disappointment.
This has been Sunshine on the Soap Suds with Bennett Peters Jones, author of the book, Ribbing Him Rightly. If you wish to write, Mrs. Jones would be glad to hear from you. Write to her at Sunshine, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614.